Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
For the first time since April, the Guardians are within a game of first place in the Central Division. For the first time since April, they have a chance to move into first place in the Central Division. We'd like to thank the Guardians for an incredible hot streak. They've won 15 of 17. We'd like to thank the Tigers for falling off the face of the earth. Now can they do it for another three games? Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Andy Baskin.
I had a phone call with a buddy of mine this morning who was a longtime Detroit Tigers fan. And I was said, and he texted me and he goes, oh man, I can't believe we were 12, you know, we had a 12 and a half game lead on the Guardians. And now all of a sudden it's down to one. And I picked up the phone and called him because I was driving because I don't text and drive. So
sure.
I called him and I said, hey bro, I hate to break it to you. It was 15 and a half, and he was just like, oh, man. I go, this will be the greatest comeback in baseball history if they can pull it off. He goes, nope, it's the biggest choke in baseball history if they pull it off.
Interesting that you put it that way, because that's exactly what ESPN spent a ton writing about. Is it going to be viewed, if it gets pulled off, as the Guardians making an incredible comeback or the Tigers making an incredible collapse? What do you think?
The fact that I'm searching through my mental Rolodex to remember who the Rockies overtook in 07 means that it's a comeback, because all I remember was the Rockies coming back in 07 when they were way back from the pack. And I was like, wow, I can't believe how great the end of their season was. And then we all remember what happened at the end of that year. And it was, and then, you know, they had to have that week off before the World Series. So I don't know. I don't think people are going to remember the Tigers collapse. I think they're going to remember that the Guards had the great run.
Here, that's what people will remember.
For sure. I
bet around the country people remember that too.
That the Guardians had the run, not that the Tigers collapsed.
I would think that's the way this is going to go down. Three-game series starts tonight. Dare I say weather permitting, Andy?
The guy that makes the weather is going to join us a little bit later in the show. I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's going to let us know what the weather situation is. I don't know. You know, they had the doubleheader the other day, and it didn't seem to be such a bad thing for our team.
No.
Now, it's the Twins. It's not the Tigers. And I think tonight's game is just monumental. Because if you lose tonight's game, now you're two back, and there's pressure, man. There's pressure. You got to win the next
two. And with five games to play, that's tough to catch up.
Yeah, and I also think you're going to give Detroit confidence to go, all right, you know what, we beat them in game one. We just really only need one more win here, and then we did our job here. And the next thing you know, they're going to have to spend the weekend sweeping Texas, and you know all we're going to have to do is win a game or maybe two over the weekend. So I think tonight's game is like a 163. It really is. It's not. But it feels that way, because if they can win tonight and then tie it up, now all of a sudden it's like, all right, let's see what happens in the next two games. And then you split, and then maybe you go into the weekend tied. Oh, man. What if they go into the weekend tied? I love it. I just think it's great. I just think it's the whole thing is great.
It's the first of three. And tonight, and we're going to get into the matchup specifically in a little bit here. It's, Andy, it's Tarek Skubal against Gavin Williams.
I know.
Oh, my God.
So here's where the rain part of it.
That's awesome.
What's the projected forecast? I don't know if you have that in front of you, but and I know we're going to get more in depth. I'm wondering.
It's supposed to actually be dry tonight.
I hope so.
Supposedly, it's supposed to be dry. We'll get the specifics from WeatherMaker later on.
I'm wondering, because I had this conversation with somebody last night, too, that, or maybe it was even this morning, that we were talking about, okay, what happens if they start the game and then have to sit for like half hour, 45 minutes?
Which they won't do, because that'll waste your best starting pitchers.
Well, you're going to pitch through rain? You can't do that. I mean, this is Mother Nature doesn't lose.
No, but you don't. That's why they'll sit there and have the tarp on the field and not play. Let's not worry about that. We'll let the weather guy tell us all about that.
I know, but that could be like a good thing for the guard. I mean, you get Scuba. I don't want to do that to Williams either. You know, you're like, oh man, how do you play this? I love it. It's a great chess match. I'm in such a great mood about this.
This is bizarre. If you want to know the truth, I think it's bizarre. Tigers come into this with a 6-game losing streak, and they've lost 9 out of 10 games. Now, Andy, they've clearly been the best team in this division. You can make the argument the best team in the American League all season long. And they have fallen apart. They've lost 6 straight and 9 of 10. Flip it. Guardians have won 10 of the last 11 games and 15 of the last 17 games. They've gone 15-2 in their last 17. They were 11 games back on September 4th. This month, they were 11 games back. Mm. On September 11th, they were 9.5 games back. Think about that. That's 12 days ago. They were 9.5 games back.
That 3-game sweep meant everything.
Oh, my gosh.
It meant everything. And then it's almost like watching a heavyweight boxer get punched in the face, and they're dazed, they're confused, and now all of a sudden, all you have to do is throw one more punch, and you're going to knock them out. You're going to let them back off the mat? Or are you going to knock him out? That's a heavyweight fight. It really is. Tonight is a heavyweight fight. You got to get game one. You must. You don't have to must win tonight. But if they win tonight, it just changes the whole dynamic of the week.
And if you beat Skubal.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, if you beat Skubal again in a game where he starts, now everybody is like, you want to talk about renting space in somebody's head, man. They could build a mansion between the ears of the Tigers if they can win tonight.
Are you...
For a team, my concern is they scored 2 runs in that last game they lost and didn't score for the rest of the game. I just hope that they can pop out of that pretty quick.
Are you surprised we're sitting here right now? I'll be honest, I am.
I'm a little bit.
I'm surprised.
If you would have asked me 5 weeks ago, I would have said yes. And then every day I got a little bit more confident after the losing streak. I was like, this is a mess. How are they going to put this together? Oh, my God, they really can't do anything at the trade deadline. Oh, two guys just got busted for being complete idiots, if that's what they were.
And they're getting ready to play, by the way, in the Dominican League.
So, I don't know how you can't be pumped. I kind of want to talk to fans going to the game tonight. Like, this is a playoff game. How can it not be a playoff game? How do you not look at it like it's a playoff game?
The last 2 weeks have been playoff baseball, and our guys have been thriving in this environment. This week, it really becomes playoff baseball because the team you got to beat is right here. You have 3 games with them.
How many do you think we'll have tonight? How many are at the ballpark?
Fans?
Yeah.
Tell me how the weather's going to be.
Yeah, I know. I hate to think that that's a reason.
The attendance will start with a 2. How's that?
2,000?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just joking.
This isn't 1981.
No, it's not 1981. Why? Do we have the All-Star game this year again? I forgot.
I wish we did.
How's George Brett? How's he feeling?
It's just stunning that this... It's stunning that both of these things have happened. I mean, the Guardians could have been this hot, and the Tigers could have just not fallen apart. They could have played 500 ball, and the Guardians would have no chance. See, that's the stunning thing. Both of these things happened. You needed Detroit to fall off the face of the earth, and you needed the Guardians to go on an unbelievable streak. Both things have happened. And it's happened despite the offensive deficiencies that our team has. Because the starting rotation just didn't give up runs for 17 straight games. Starters have gone 17, and if I'm not mistaken, 17 straight games, 2 or fewer runs. out of your starting pitchers. That's unbelievable. Who does that? And this is a starting crew that let's be honest, they pieced together. At the beginning of the season, Ben Lively was in this rotation. At the beginning of this season, Luis Ortiz was in this rotation. So you've replaced two of the five guys, and it's worked.
I don't know. You also are going to have to keep your eyes late night, you know, as you watch Houston and the A's play too. So they play at 10:05 tonight. They play at 10:05 tomorrow, and then they play at 3:35 on Thursday. So you want to keep your eyes on that because the Guardians are sitting in a playoff spot right now in the wild card, which to me is fascinating in itself too. That you've got these two paths to get to the playoffs, and you know they've got Oakland or what Oak Sac Los what do we call them? Los Sac Oakland or
Los Oak Lamento.
Los Oak Lamento. So they'll play. We need them. Can we get some help from them? What do you think?
Yeah, why not?
I'm not counting on
anything. We're going to be pulling for Los Oak Lamento. Let's go, boys.
It's better than the Los Angeles of Anaheim Angels, who also they'll play after that, too. So,
you know, the one thing about this, Andy, I've heard from Guardian fans who are thrilled. I've heard from Guardian fans who are impressed. I've heard from Guardian fans who aren't happy because, well, look what they've done. They should have invested more in this team. The offense stinks. Imagine if they would have. What are you, folks? Are you giddy? Are you thrilled with this? Are you impressed with what they've done? Are you mad at them? Because
how could you be mad at this team?
Haven't you heard from people who have been mad?
You need to get your head examined if you're mad.
I couldn't agree more.
The other thing that they're looking at, too, is that, you know, that run differential score versus, you know, runs scored versus
Andy, that's why you play them one at a time. You don't keep a cumulative score for the season.
Well, you do if you want to make the playoffs, because if you're not in the green, you're probably not making it. So
not if you outscore them every game by one and lose every game by 15.
Well, they're -9 right now because they made up some ground over the last game. I'd love to see that either at zero or green. Can we get to green? Because we're red. We're in the red. We're -9.
Number
we
to
can get there. Number Let's to, go. You can do it.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Anthony Alant will take your phone calls. Dan Menigan's behind the glass. It's Baskin and Phelps. Folks, are you giddy? Are you thrilled? Are you impressed? Are you mad at them? Because it's playoff baseball, and it's in town tonight. Guardians, Tigers, get ready for three phenomenal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Games. Tarek Skubal, considered by many to be the best pitcher in the American League. Gavin Williams, considered by many to be on his way to becoming one of the best pitchers in the American League, if he's not already there, and they're going at it tonight. And this is just going to be way too much fun. I'm Jeff Phelps, my buddy's Andy Baskin. I asked everybody before we went to break, are you giddy about what's going on? Are you not happy? I've heard some people who aren't happy because, okay, you're doing all this and you didn't bother to bring in any bats. Your offense still stinks, numerically anyway. Hasn't late in the season. It's been much better late in the season, but still not very good. I just wonder where people are in their thinking on this, Andy.
If you ask me how I feel about this, I'm just kind of living where I am, right? I'm looking at my shoes. I'm saying I'm here right now.
Andy lives where his feet are. Good idea.
I am. I'm going to look where my feet are, and I'm going to watch where they are. Are there things that kind of aggravate you about the organization that
yep.
you wish they could be something a little bit different? Yes. Is mm-hmm. that true of every organization? Yes,
probably
it
so.
Is. So
yeah.
all I know is that they're in a position right now to have an opportunity to do something. Do you think they're better than the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Dodgers? I'm not going there, but I don't care. I care about beating Detroit tonight, and then let's see what happens after that. But I'm not going to sit here and wallow and say, well, they're going to get to the playoffs, and they're not going to be able to do anything. Well, just get there. And I don't know. Is that a generational thing for us, Jeff? Because we had so many years of futility when we were kids that they didn't have a chance of sniffing the postseason
possibly.
When we were young.
Possibly.
And then maybe young people, oh, I don't understand. They get this close, and then they can't win. And how can I be a fan of that?
Easy. The one thing I think we need to remember is something that Jeff just said in his update. And though they're trying to catch the Tigers and win the division, I won't say they're sitting pretty, Andy, but better chance, I believe, of getting a wild card spot. Because you're in a
Houston in a little, looks like they have a pretty soft schedule down the stretch here. I
well,
mean, they're
but,
playing
but,
two teams that are eliminated.
But it's baseball. We know how anything can happen. Your starting pitcher has a good game, you win. I mean, it can be that simple. So if they can win two out of three from the Tigers, I think they're going to be in great shape for a wild card spot.
So remember, I don't know if you remember, like 10 days ago, they had a 9% chance of making the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
On ESPN. Now they have a 58.9% chance of making the playoffs.
When they were 15 and a half back, or it was 12 and a half in August, they had a 0% chance, according to FanGraphs. Rodney's in Louisville, or is it Louisville? Are you in Ohio or Kentucky, Rodney?
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, it's Ryan.
Rhino. Oh, man.
Sorry.
What's up? High five to both you guys, man. You got me amped. Just psychologically ready to take on this September playoff atmosphere. I won't be the game tonight, but tomorrow it will be. Bobby will be on the mound, obviously, man. I'm looking forward to it. It is playoff atmosphere across the board in MLB. This is what we wait for. It's like March Madness or preparation for semifinals and the playoffs for football. Whatever it is, man, this finally gets people who are asleep on the Guardians to actually wake up and say, what do we got here? They fought back, clawed, and did the remarkable. And like you alluded to, Jeff and Andy, just 9.5 games back from whatever it was, 12 days ago or something, miraculous things have happened. Again, we are not in the playoffs by any stretch of the imagination yet. We have a lot of business to do. At the same time, my God, we found ourselves in this position, and we have an opportunity to make the best of it. Again, it's playoff atmosphere across the board. You alluded to Toronto and Red Sox. I mean, there's just awesomeness. It's going to be scoreboard watching. I mean, I want to see what Houston's going to do. I want to see, you know, a lot of these teams. So it's the fun atmosphere for an avid baseball fan, and we are in the middle of all of it, and it's good vibes. But anyway, guys, looking forward to the game tomorrow and tonight, obviously, in all three games. But again, it's going to be great. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Ryan, have some fun, buddy. That's the truth. It was 9.5 games back on September 11th. They were 9.5 games back. Terry's in Euclid. Hey, Terry.
What's up, Terry?
Hey, what's up? What's happening, guys?
Hey. How are you?
Hey, look, I'm not giddy. and I'm not mad. You know, I want them to obviously succeed. I've been an Indians fan all my life.
Nice.
Or Guardians fan, whatever.
But, both. All good.
But
both.
At the same time, I want them to try in the offseason to build a winner. And you know, I don't want to keep getting to, I don't want to be in fourth place every year.
We're not.
You know, last year we were in fourth place. Remember? We went to the ALCS. So I'm just saying, I want them to try.
You're saying overall, okay, I see what you're saying. I thought you were talking about Central. Yeah. Okay, good, sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I want them to build a team. I want them to get somebody that they can actually count on. They're always expecting to catch lightning in a bottle. And that bothers me, especially when they're getting there, and then they say, well, we got there, so we're not going to spend any money. I mean, come on. You got to spend some money sometimes, and you're getting the crowd, so you can't say you're not getting the crowd. Because people have been coming the last couple of years. So why not go out and buy somebody or get somebody that can actually play and stop getting rid of the good players that can play?
Terry, I understand. I understand some of your reasoning there. I do. You know, I some of the moves, you know, make you wonder a little bit. And the lack of going out and getting a bat. How many years have we been rolling out the same type of thing in right field?
Yeah,
it's like, hey, keep your fingers crossed. Maybe we have a right fielder.
Mm-hmm.
That's gotten a little old, hasn't it?
Yeah, it looks to me like they're trying to look down the road with this year's draft to try to bring a little bit of power back.
There's been a little change in organizational philosophy.
Yes,
I was told by someone in the organization.
Well, I mean,
little change, and along with opportunity, those guys were on the board. You know, when they were drafting.
We were middle infield university there for a long time.
I don't think it's a coincidence that they drafted college hitters with pop in this last draft, and plenty of them. So we'll see how it goes. Bill's in part. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, if you're listening to his logic there, though, are you a Yankee? I mean, if you're a Yankees fan, are you mad that they spent $293 million compared to Toronto's $239 million, and Toronto has a two-game lead on them? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
money's not the answer to winning in baseball. It does help. It does help. Bill's in Parma. Bill.
Hey, Bill. Hey, great discussion, you guys. You know, I think I want them to win. I want them to get into the playoff. I'm not sure what exactly if you win at all is, because I don't consider the winner of it all the world champion. I mean, I think right now we are in the group of the average teams with a chance to get into a whatever playoff it is. And it's really kind of the dumbing down of Manfred of baseball to get people whose teams have no chance to get in and develop some form of fan base. And so with that, I mean,
with the extra playoff teams, Bill?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. I agree with you, Bill. I don't care for it either.
And so, you know, on Saturday I called in and we were talking about, we had a real bright kid that you guys have hired that knows baseball pretty good. And he said, hey, well, what, you know, hey, Bill, what are you talking about? We've had the third best record in baseball in the last third of the year. And after I hung up, I thought, wow, I mean, that is how bad the Indians or the Guardians fans have become. They only look at a third of the year, and if they have a good third of the year, they're happy.
How long have you lived here, Bill? I'm just curious.
25.
Nice. So you've been here for, I mean, the Guardians really haven't been bad since you've been here. I mean, they're not, you know what I'm saying?
You should have moved here a hell of a long time ago,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, like if you would have been here in the 70s, I kind of wonder what you'd be thinking, right?
Well, you're right. I mean, you're right. But I think that just what we're talking about here is that I think, you know, great. They have great pitching, and Jeff, you're right. I saw where they're going to get more punch in the minor leagues and with players, but it's about time, and the development of those players. And you see where Straw went to Toronto, and he's batting about 265, 270.
Yeah, he's tolerable, isn't he? Yeah.
And Freeman is in Colorado, and he's batting, you know, about 290, and you wonder. You wonder if this isn't even deeper than what we're thinking it is.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it, Bill?
Well, and then, and God bless him. I know I read that Nolan Jones, great guy, but But, you know, to have somebody like him the whole year batting 215, when you could bring somebody up that had, you know, some ability, some pop. Lastly, the thing I want to say is Ramirez, God bless him. He has had no cover for almost the whole time he's been here, except for Naylor for a while. I mean, what's going to happen?
Wait, he had Lindor.
Right?
Are you talking about being in the lineup? He had Lindor for a while.
Well, Lindor was usually a lead. Well, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, Andy.
Okay.
But I really feel sorry for the guy because he has very little cover and he's still hitting 30 home runs. Can you imagine what he would do in a Yankees uniform? I would hate to think.
I don't want to think about that. Bill, enjoy the series.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you for the phone call. The matchup tonight is, if it comes off, and boy, we sure hope it does. And we're going to check in on weather, so you'll get some information coming up. Gavin Williams has had two starts this year, according to Baseball Reference, against the Tigers.
Yeah.
He's 1-0. He hasn't given up a run, and the Tigers' batting average against him, 108.
Yeah, his lifetime, he's 2-2 with a 1.67 ERA. Six appearances.
This
and
year,
Scooble's a 3-2 against the Guardians with a 2.40 ERA.
Yeah, well, let's...
Why don't we just straddle Matt this, call it a win, and call it a day? How's that sound?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Scooble this year against our team, 1-0, a 0.41 ERA, batting average against 156. So if you score tonight against one of the starting pitchers, you just might win the baseball game.
Mm.
It's going to be that tight.
Dan would have been a wizard at Strat-O-Mat, by the way. Don't you think?
Dan would have been good.
Oh, he would have been really good.
I used to play this Sports Illustrated historic baseball game with dice. It was just awesome. It was awesome. Chris is in West Park. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, good.
So I have this fantasy thought.
Okay.
Somewhere later in the playoffs, for the first time ever, we're going to be giving the opposing pitcher a standing ovation in the bottom of the first inning. When Bieber comes up against us, when we play Toronto.
Well, wouldn't that be wonderful?
It would. It would.
Okay.
I mean,
and then what?
And then you try and bunt him to death.
And you boo his rear end out of the ballpark after he gives up a bunt.
And you watch Miles Straw lay down a bunt and beat it out, and you get mad.
Exactly. But still, you know, just the thought. I mean, I'm glad to see Bieber successful. If we weren't in the position we were in, I'd be like, God, I wish we still had him, but I'm happy for him. I really am, and I hope we do face Toronto in the American League Championship Series. And like I said, when have you ever seen us give a standing ovation to the opposing pitcher in the bottom of the first?
Chris, I like the idea. I hope it comes to fruition.
I'm going to be honest. If you're sitting around having fantasies, it's probably not one of my top three. Going to be honest,
not
with you.
It isn't.
No, I'm going to say not.
Why not?
One of my top. I don't know.
I mean, it means you made it into the playoffs.
It's exactly right. That's what we're talking about here.
All right.
And I don't know why you guys are grumpy on Miles Straw. Ernie Clement is the one that gets me all hot and bothered.
Yeah,
Ernie Clement is the one that it's like, all right, what in God's green earth? Because that guy couldn't hit to save his soul. And then all of a sudden,
who's grumpy on Miles Straw?
You guys have brought up Miles Straw twice with the Blue Jays.
I haven't said anything.
No, I was not like you.
Yeah,
you,
okay.
One of our callers brought him up.
I'm not grumpy about Miles Straw.
He gets that Canadian error in him, and all of a sudden the guy can hit.
I'm actually glad he's playing in Toronto. Although, I actually like Angel Martinez better in center field than I like Miles Straw. Not defensively. Combine the bat with a little bit of pop.
But Ernie Clement's the one that's got me grumpy.
Yeah.
I wish Miles could have hit better here because defensively I absolutely loved him.
Ernie should be good at baseball.
We can always go out and look for Owen Miller. He's around somewhere. No?
All right.
Will it rain tonight? Will this game be played? What are we going to be dealing with along with a great Tigers pitcher? We're going to have that and a little bit more coming up on Basket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved? Home protected? bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com is going to join us. We're going to talk a little football with Mary Kay. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Ben Broussard, the former McNeese State Cowboy.
Yeah, I was waiting. Keep going.
No. Former Indians first baseman. Ben's going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk about what's coming up this week.
We had a really good time. He came in, it was a couple weeks ago, he came in with Matt Miller, the former reliever. Matt,
that was a good time.
That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. You would have enjoyed, I wish you were here that day, because you would have enjoyed it. It was just three guys just shooting the breeze, man. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben's a good guy. So is Matt. Mm-hmm. The weather forecast for tonight doesn't look bad, actually. You know, we haven't had rain here in what, Andy? A month?
We had rain we had like one little downpour for a little while. We had rain last night. I mean, there was some rain.
Well, I know that's what I'm talking about. After having dry weather for like, you know, ever it felt like, we've had a lot of rain in the last day. However, according to the hourly forecast, courtesy of the Weather Channel, right now in downtown, it's not bad. It's cloudy. It's not raining. And the rest of the day, it says nothing but partly or mostly cloudy for the rest of Tuesday.
It's comfortable pitching weather.
So that's
right?
There you go, Andy.
Yeah.
Good pitching weather. Yes. So and temperatures around game time, like low 70s, 71 degrees. So there's no rain in the forecast. The chances of precip, nothing higher than 15%.
Look at you, the rest Mr. of the afternoon. Weather guy.
Well,
he's got talking precip.
You got to watch this.
What about the barometer? What's that looking like?
It doesn't
like?
Matter.
Relative humidity?
There's one thing that matters.
Really?
Is the sun out? Because you got to, you know, fly balls. And
why does that matter?
What's the percentage of rain?
We have lights.
What's the percentage of rain?
They put new lights in when they did the remodel.
Yeah, I know. But
they're actually pretty cool.
I don't want anybody to lose a ball in the sun. But from game time on, there's
nothing.
What if
you lose them in the lights?
There's nothing, you know, tough luck. Yeah. There's nothing higher than a 7% chance of rain.
Oh,
so tonight's game should get in without any question. Tomorrow might be a little different situation because showers starting in Cleveland about noon tomorrow and then expected to continue throughout the evening with showers all night long.
Do you have a Lake Erie Boaters forecast for us?
Hey, Andy. Kiss my patootie.
Oh, why? Because you rip me every day when I start the show and I say, hey, it's going to be nice today. Hey, it's going to rain today. Hey, I might give a little. And you go, oh, I've got to give the weather. Like, we're the Weather Channel. Da, da, da.
Let's see. We have Pennant Baseball in town. Race Baseball.
That's the only time weather counts around here. Let's be
and
honest.
And it's been, you know, it's been an issue the last day.
You're going to get completely just thrown out the minute we get the dome.
And we teased that we were going to have a little weather forecast, so I thought I'd make sure that
anybody, pay off the tease,
anybody
Mr.
who
Consultant.
Stuck around.
Pay off the tease. Hey, what's the weather going to be?
It's like this. We have unbelievable news coming up about the fill-in-the-blanks next on Baskin and Phelps next segment. Okay, let's move on to something else.
I have no idea.
You got to do it. You got to pay off the tease. Bob in Akron knows that. Hello, Bob.
Bob, pay off the tees, will you please?
Jeff, earlier you said that money is not the answer in baseball, but it helps. And I agree with you 100%. And I think we can also agree that the Guardians have one of the best, if not the best, front office in getting performance for dollar. And I think we can also agree that of the major sports, it's baseball is the hardest for small markets to compete because their revenue sharing is less generous than in the other major sports.
But we're sitting here saying that they're
I agree, Bob.
You know, they have like the third or fourth best winning percentage over the last 10 years, so they're competing. Yeah. They're just not spending as much as everybody else.
So here's my question, because I've heard rumors that there is going to be a new global TV agreement for Major League Baseball, and I was wondering if you guys know if that might send a few more dollars the Guardians' way.
Bob, that's a good question. The rumbling has been that Major League Baseball wants to take in all local televising of games, like they have with the Guardians.
The Guardians
are one of the teams doing MLB.
If I'm New York, I want, or LA, I want nothing to do with that. Well, why would you want that?
Well, but that's Bob's point, though, is because if you're the Green Bay Packers, shouldn't you make less money than the Los Angeles Rams? No, because it's the NFL. And that has made it an even playing field and given everybody a chance. And Bob, I agree. Andy's right. If you're the Dodgers, you don't want to cough that up. But if you're looking for the good of the game, isn't that the way to go?
Exactly. Yeah. I think so.
I do
and
too.
There's more.
I think it's
more
cute.
Smaller
it's really cute.
Than big market.
Bob, I agree. It might be cute, Andy, but ultimately, isn't that the way the game should go?
Well, you're asking for revenue sharing, is what you're
asking
for.
Without question.
Yeah.
I think it's the best way to go.
Well, sure, because we're sitting in a small... I mean, like, I'm just saying that if I'm...
You know why I say it, though?
Why?
Look at the NFL. The NFL is the dominant sports league in the world, outside of maybe the Premier League, Dan. Okay. So the NFL shares revenue. The Green Bay Packers can go compete on a weekly basis with the New York Giants. What's it come down to then? It comes down to who's able to build a team, who does a better job. And right now in baseball, it's anything but that.
I'm just looking at the smallest market team in Major League Baseball. I want to make sure I don't mess this up, will be Las Vegas at 42, market 42, if I'm reading this correctly. I'm just... Because I mean, we sit here and we talk about big market, small market, and it drives me insane because I think we all want to say that we all want to have like this inferiority complex about being a small market. We're the 17th biggest city in the country. I don't know. Does that make you a small market team? You tell me. I mean, everyone ahead of us and behind us. I mean, think about it.
There are really only five, ten big markets, Andy, that you think about who are going to spend big money.
Yeah.
Here's the point.
But you also have to remember the biggest markets are also splitting between two teams, right? New York, LA, Chicago. For baseball. I'm so tired of this. We're the little... I understand with the TV contracts, but I hate being called a small market. Like, and I don't know, maybe I just get defensive about where we live. I mean, think about the cities that are smaller than we are in Major League Baseball. Denver is 18. We are 17. Pittsburgh is 23. Baltimore is 26. San Diego is 28. Kansas City is 31. Cincinnati is 34. Milwaukee is 35.
Television markets here, right?
Television markets, which is more indicative of
the size of the... the fan base.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you on that. The point is this, that if I can take what Bob said, is just this. I think our front office does a great job.
I do. I think Chris Antonetti is excellent.
They put a competitive team out on the field, and they've done it most of the years here in the 2000s. They've done a great job. Bob's point is, imagine if there was revenue sharing and we had this front office and they were able to spend the same amount or they did spend the same amount as the other teams because they all had the same kind of split. That, I think that's the only point. Mike's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Well, how are you?
Not bad at all. So, I'll get on that, and I want to talk a little bit about the matchup series coming up. But revenue sharing would be amazing for Cleveland, obviously. You know, if you look at it in terms of how competitive we've been in spite of the disadvantage of the money, man, if all those years we were getting that same kind of money, I'm pretty sure we'd have at least one championship in this town.
We do. The Cavs have one.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, from a baseball team, oh, okay. You know, recently.
He's, okay.
Right. In our lifetime, Andy, you know, baseball, sure. For a baseball team. Sure.
Sure.
So the idea, though, of that really excites me. I really wish they'd get to it. It's about time. And it does just completely right about the NFL comparison. I mean, you look at the teams in the small markets, they're able to compete. Look, Jacksonville, I know it's been a few years, but they were up, you know, when they first came in, they were competing for Super Bowls. And they're one of the smallest, you know, groups in the whole NFL, you know, size-wise. So I do think that's exciting. I really hope they can pull it off. It would help save that sport because it's starting to get a little bit of excitement, but it seems like it's also on the edge where it needs something to kind of push it over. And I think competitive money would make that right. But I wanted to bring up one other thing about the matchup for the baseball series. You know, the Guardians guys. There's a possibility with the weather tomorrow night we could get rained out.
Right.
If that does. You know what that'll likely do?
Monday.
They might push the last game of the season at the end, the winner take all, if we happen to be that way with the standings. It could be exciting, but I want to see them just play it out. But that could play out that way. The weather doesn't look good. Jeff's right about the Weather Channel. Tomorrow night looks like it's a possibility. So that's a it could end up going that way. I was just curious what you guys thought. If it goes that way, how exciting that might be, you know, winner take all at the end of the season when everything's already done. It could play out that way.
I don't
know.
Thanks. I like the tiebreaker idea, even if it was bad news for us, just so you can have Monday off before you play. I think they will sit here through thick and thin to get one game in a day. And if that means starting a game at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, I bet they do it. They want to play these games now.
You don't want to
push this thing to Monday.
You also don't want a doubleheader if you can avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, you that's not ideal.
No.
Could be done.
I'm trying to think of what it does for tickets and stuff like that. And then, you know, you want to have a good crowd. Anyone that's going down to the ballpark over the next 3 days or 6 days, I mean, you want to have that feeling. Get ready because it's playoff atmosphere. And I just seem to remember, you know, sometimes these games that look gigantic on paper and you get all excited and you're all hyped up and a lot of people are sitting around going, I'm going to watch this thing on TV. I'm going to go. And then you get to the ballpark. And, like, there have been a lot of times where the team has been in contention late in this kind of a situation. I don't know if it's been as close as this, though, before. And then you get to the ballpark, you're like, wow, I thought there were going to be more people here. That happens. That's happened more often than not, like I would say, the last 25 years.
Former Indians first baseman Ben Broussard, 1 o'clock, he's going to join us, and we'll talk more Guardians with Ben as we get going for a three-game series against those pesky Detroit Tigers.
Pesky.
It's going to be just an absolute blast. Did I mention yet the Browns beat the Green Bay Packers the other day?
I missed that. Is that true?
It happened.
I know.
Mary Kay Camp is going to talk
about
all about it last night, too. Yep, coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.